Philadelphia City Controller Alan Butkovich says a city streets department worker used a city forklift to load metal onto his personal trailer and then took the scrap metal to recyclers, pocketing the cash.
Through records obtained from the recycler, we found that the employee made at least 6 trips to this particular recycling center since December 2013, documenting a total sale value since that time of $850. The majority of items observed visually were large metal objects such as guardrails and storage containers.
Butkovich says a school district locksmith sold brass parts such as doorknobs and lock cylinders to scrap dealers.
When our investigators interviewed the owner of the scrap recycler and obtained sale records, it was determined that this employee sold scrap to this particular recycler on almost 30 separate occasions over 2 years for a total sale value of $1,747.
The school district doesn't have an official policy for scrap metal disposal. The city's policy is so specific that it even names designated recyclers. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.